Eric Lyons is Associate Professor of Turf Grass Science, Department of Plant Agriculture at the University of Guelph. He's the man leading this study, and Eric Lyons joins the Jeff Blair Show. Eric, I have to tell you, I'm hugely skeptical about there ever being natural grass at the Rogers Center. Tell me why it shouldn't be.
Well, I think why you shouldn't be is because there's a lot of research done in what we call in the plant science world a controlled environment, and where we grow plants basically indoors for a variety of different reasons, whether it be hothouse tomatoes or even we have scientists here at Guelph who are interested in extraterrestrial or space-grown plants for long journey space missions. And so we're doing research on this, and the advancements in this in the past 20 years are huge, to say the least. We know a lot more about growing plants indoors. We know a lot more about providing the right amount of light, nutrients, and air flows to get this done. And so for the first time, I can confidently say we can grow grass in a place like the Rogers Center. The real question is, can a place like the Rogers Center handle what the grass gives off?
Okay, explain that to me.
Basically, the grass is going to give off a lot of humidity.
Mm-hmm.
And the Rogers Center was created as a building that was meant to handle the humidity given off by 55,000 fans for about 2 or 3 hours during a sporting event, maybe 4 or 5.
Mm-hmm.
And so the air flows and the HVAC system in that place are designed for that. So when the roof is closed and you're growing plants in the Rogers Center from March 15th until May 15th, when they can first open the roof, because of the way our weather works, you have plants, turf grass growing there, releasing water into that atmosphere for that entire time, and you have to deal with that. And part of my job as a plant scientist is, while we have good, somewhat decent estimates of crops and how much water they use under natural light, what turf grass uses under artificial light and in a situation with a closed dome roof, that's never been measured. Basically, all the domes that have grass in them now are domes that are meant to be open that can be closed for a few hours.
Right.
Whereas the Rogers Center is a dome that's closed that can be open for a few hours.
So my sense then is, those of us who kind of just focused on the actual putting the grass down and getting it to grow, it's like anything else when you're dealing with something that's living, with grass is living, there's follow-up you have to worry about as well. Is this simply a matter of air currents, or will the Rogers Center, would the roof need a different type of lining? I mean, I guess that's what we're going to try to find out, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what we're going to find out. We know that we can grow turf grass under artificial light for extended periods, but we also know from the literature and just from doing it that if you expose it to a little bit of natural light,
mm-hmm.
it does a lot better. So, of course, there's different models for how much transpiration or how much humidity that grass will give off. And under artificial light, that's one thing. Also, if they put some sort of transmissive roof panels on so that allow natural sunlight through,
mm-hmm.
that's going to increase the amount of humidity that they produce, but also probably, markedly increase the health of the plants. And so that's a cost-benefit analysis you have to do once you have the data. And as a scientist, my job is to collect the data.
I know this is probably asking you to look a little too far in the future, but do you have a time frame by which you have to have the study complete? And it's going to be one thing to get this thing built and overhauled. I should say it's not going to be built, but overhauled in order to allow grass to grow. Do you have a deadline by which you have to be able to say to the Blue Jays, look, this is doable, or, hey, this may not work?
Yeah, I have a specific set of experiments and data that will come from those experiments that I plan on doing over the next year. And so this first research agreement is for 1 year. And so they will have a report on those that what we've talked about that they need, mm-hmm. to go on to see what's our next step. There's, of course, more research that needs to be done past that to actually implement this and make it more sustainable. But this first set will give them the information they need so that they can go to the engineers and say, this is what the building has to look like.
It's going to be a fascinating story, and I think a lot of people will be interested to see how this plays out, not just baseball fans, but my sense is in the scientific community as well. There's going to be a lot of interest in this.
Absolutely, absolutely. A lot of the stuff that we're doing as far as scientifically is also very applicable to the controlled environment, and we look at producing food crops in the far north and under artificial lights inside, you know, to sustain communities in different parts of the world. And this is directly applicable to that because it's large-scale plant production indoors. And, you know, there's a lot of greenhouse producers in Canada, and they all have the benefit of natural light in a greenhouse. But when you get to the far north over winter, you don't have that. So there's lots of applications to this beyond just growing grass in a dome. So a lot of people will be interested in what we come up with.